From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. On the first Monday in January, Jerry Brown will become California's 39th governor after having already been its 34th. And the problems he faces are, to say the least, overwhelming. There's a projected budget deficit close to $25 billion, and one out of seven workers in the state is unemployed, the third highest rate in the country. And as the outgoing governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, put it,
"Our wallet is empty, our bank is closed, and our credit is dried up. California's day of reckoning is here."
Now, the state is arguably the most important in the union. California accounts for 13% of America's GDP. So can the rest of the country recover without California? That's our cover story today. In a moment, we'll hear ideas from two former governors, Democrat Gray Davis and Republican Pete Wilson. But first, take a listen to this clip we found from 1978. It's a familiar voice, then-Governor Jerry Brown.
"We must adopt a thoughtful, austere budget. Already I have imposed a hiring freeze. I will propose budget cuts of at least $300 million.
Doesn't $300 million almost sound quaint today? Well, back then, California faced rising unemployment, lower revenues, and a declining defense industry. Today, the problems are even bigger. Jerry Brown will now have to find billions more to make up for the budget shortfall. And then there's unemployment and slow growth. Now, the California governor is unlike any other in this country for one simple reason. The state, on its own, is one of the 10 biggest economies in the world. So I asked Joel Kotkin, he's a California scholar and author of the book The Next 100 Million, whether America's economy can bounce back without the Golden State driving it.
I don't know if we could have a full recovery without California, but you could have a recovery in many parts of the country. And I just did this piece for Newsweek, and we identified cities that I think are going to come out of the recession. Some of them may already be out of the recession. And most of them were in Texas. About four of them were in Texas. Some of them were in parts of the heartland and also Salt Lake City. So, I mean, you could have a recovery that takes place elsewhere and California sort of brings up the rear. I don't see how California is going to lead the recovery, particularly given the change in Congress. California was very much counting on President Obama's green programs, subsidies for green industries, money going to major research universities, high-speed rail, all these kinds of things that many of the progressive, as they call themselves now in California, were desperate for. Well, I very much doubt that most of those programs will now be funded by the Republican Congress. So California is going to be sort of out of sync with the rest of the country for the next few years. And that's going to be a really major challenge.
Joel Kotkin, in the past, pundits have written off the state, you know, during the recessions in the 70s. And then in the 90s, there was the decline of the defense industry. There was the tech bubble. And now there's been the housing bubble. But each time the state seems to have come back even stronger. Is it just a matter of time?
Well, first of all, I don't think that's true. I think California probably hit its peak in the mid-80s. And as we've recovered from the various bubbles, we've recovered somewhat weaker. In other words, our income growth, our job growth has generally not really been above, and in many cases has been below the national average. So we've come back from being written off to the point of oblivion, but we really haven't come back to what we were in the 1980s. Unfortunately, I'm old enough to remember what California was like in the 1980s, where everything was possible, in which immigrants were coming in, getting good jobs, and moving up and starting their own companies en masse. California still has enormous assets, and I still think it's the best piece of property in the United States in terms of climate, fertility, the mix of people. So I'm a great believer in California, but I think that we cannot take for granted that California will continue to be a leader in the next 10 to 15 years. That's going to have to be earned, and right now we're doing nothing to earn it. And so can we in 20 or 30 years from now look ahead and say, well, this is the end of the California era and the beginning of the Texas era? That is entirely possible if Californians don't wake up and understand that the most important thing we need to do is to create jobs, build up our economy so that we can invest in our infrastructure and move forward. If we don't play that game and play that game successfully, we will be left behind. We won't become the next Michigan. I don't think we'll be a state that will be completely abandoned. It's too beautiful a place. It has too many things going for it. But we could be, let's say, slouching towards mediocrity.
That's Joel Kotkin. He's the author of The Next 100 Million, America in the Year 2050, and a distinguished presidential fellow at Chapman University in Orange County, California. Joel, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Like many former California governors, Pete Wilson, just like Gray Davis and Arnold Schwarzenegger, is a lightning rod. His critics blame some of today's problems on decisions he made in the 1990s. Now, that's not what we asked him to discuss, nor will you hear it in our conversation with Gray Davis in a moment. What we wanted to find out was whether these two former governors had any advice for Jerry Brown. Here's Pete Wilson.
It's very clear that the governor and the legislature are obliged to cut spending. And the governor has indicated loudly, repeatedly through his campaign, that he will not increase taxes without a vote of the people. What that means is that the legislature is going to have to play a role to which they have not become accustomed, and that is living within their income. They have for a decade now been spending money that they did not have, and the result has been, from the standpoint of the fiscal health of the state, not just a slippery slope, but one that has put California in a very dangerous position.
Is it a possibility that the national recovery might happen more quickly than California's recovery, that California might actually be left behind?
It is not only a possibility, but a probability, unless the new governor and the legislature have to do or do what they are responsibly required to do, and that is to cut spending and to make the changes in the California business climate that will allow California to once again compete for jobs. Without jobs, there will not be revenues, and without the revenues, you're going to have to face the painful spending cuts. That's why, Guy, you find people who are political liberals now joining fiscal conservatives in calling for cuts and without more and more tax increases. That is not the way you solve it. That makes you less and less competitive.
That's Pete Wilson. He served as California's 36th governor from 1991 to 1999. Governor Wilson, thank you so much.
Guy, pleasure talking with you.
Pete Wilson, by the way, serves on an official commission that's supposed to come up with solutions for how to recalibrate the state. His successor, Gray Davis, is also on that commission, and he says Jerry Brown is simply going to have to level with the voters.
The legislative process is so complicated that what the new governor has to do is figure out how are we going to deal with what is now a $24 billion shortfall in the governor's first budget. Our current governor has called a special session to try and whittle it down some. But we're in a state where 2 years ago, the state budget was $105 billion. This year, the governor signed an $86 billion budget. That's $19 billion less to spend than 2 years ago. And that budget has a $24 billion shortfall. So first, people have to understand that there's less money to spend. And then I think there has to be a civic dialogue where people are asked, okay, what kind of government do we need? What level of government do we need as opposed to what we want?
I mean, the state has one of the most volatile revenue streams in the country. So you know, in good times, California is relatively flush. In bad times, like now, the revenues drop dramatically. A lot of that is because of the laws that restrict raising property taxes. Is that system of collecting taxes in California sustainable? I mean, does it have to change?
I don't think anything should be off the table. I think we need to rethink the kind of government that California needs. What do we need to do to sustain our core industries, which are really the knowledge-based industries? We're the center of innovation in America and arguably in the world. What else do we do? Entertainment. That's very important. Agriculture, trade. So we have to focus on what it is that sustains our economy and employs most of the people and making sure, at the very least, we're listening to them. We understand what it needs to keep them here in the state, because this unemployment is not coming down until people feel good about California, staying in California and growing in California.
But what can a governor actually do to create jobs?
The first thing you have to do is listen. Meet with enough people around the state to hear directly from them what their problems are. By people, I mean largely employers, unions and environmentalists, consumers as well, and get a sense of what it is you can do. Sometimes it's not a big ticket item. As I say, just getting the budget done on time, just improving the credit rating will go a long ways to tell investors around the country, hey, maybe we should invest in the eighth largest economy in the world.
Is Jerry Brown going to have to tackle, say, the state pension system in order to make California solvent again?
Pensions are part ideology, but part math. And if the money isn't there, ignoring that just ensures there's going to be a blow up and not enough money for retirees. So we have to reduce the benefits for future employees, have them contribute more, and to the extent that it's possible, ask existing employees to contribute more to their health care and to their retirement.
Pete Wilson tried to solve California's financial problems. You tried. Arnold Schwarzenegger tried. Do you think the problems can really be solved?
I don't think they can be solved until there is a civic dialogue where people really sit down and say to themselves, what do we expect? What do we need the government to do? How much will that cost? And are we willing to pay for it? I mean, it's really going back to basics, because for the last 3 years, we've been just patching things together. That's the easy thing to do, but it's not the best thing to do for the people of California.
That's Gray Davis. He served as California's 37th governor from 1999 to 2003. Governor Davis, thank you so much.
My pleasure.